Dave and Dejanovic.
We're going to take News Nation live in just a moment. We're going to actually get them on the air live. Kelly Meyer is standing by for us in the Baltimore area. Oh, I'm just watching replay video of that bridge collapse on News Nation's live feed there. And
it's horrific. It's hard to watch.
That was the first word that came to my mind this morning when I was watching that unfold, of course, after the fact, because it happened at 1:30 in the morning. Horrific. Horrific. That slow-moving cargo ship, which was moving at 9 miles an hour, and you said you just did a little bit of research, and you tried to figure out how long it would take a cargo ship to come to a halt going 9 miles an hour, and it sounds like it was just an impossible situation.
Yeah, and it sounds like the captain of the ship had released a Mayday distress call, had announced that there's a real possibility that they were going to run into the bridge. They were able to shut down somehow, and perhaps Kelly can explain that for us a little bit, of how they were able to shut down traffic on that bridge, because from what I could see on the video, two cars left the end of the bridge about 30 seconds before the collision. As soon as the collision happened, as soon as the cargo ship hits the bridge, it collapses in a matter of seconds, just 2 seconds. The bridge, huge portions just collapse. But there were still a construction crew, a road crew, that were fixing potholes that were on the bridge, and they are still searching for those individuals.
Just a few moments ago, we carried the president's address from the White House live. He talked about the nationwide importance of this bridge.
It's also the top port in America for both imports and exports of automobiles and light trucks. Around 850,000 vehicles go through that port every single year. And we're going to get it up and running again as soon as possible. 15,000 jobs depend on that port. And we're going to do everything we can to protect those jobs and help those workers.
News Nation's Kelly Meyer joins us right now from the White House. Kelly, the president just spoke, made some bold statements, said, we will pay for this bridge. We're not going to wait for anybody else to come in or to make it right. We're going to get this bridge taken care of as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you heard the president coming out here moments ago. We're here at the White House, and he delivered these remarks really impromptu before he was set to head out to North Carolina for a previously planned official event and then a campaign reception. And he made sure to come out to talk about just how his administration is responding to this. He talked about who he has spoken to so far, his transportation secretary on the ground there, Pete Buttigieg. He spoke to Governor Westmore of Maryland, as well as Baltimore's Mayor Scott. He talked about being briefed this morning and bringing together senior members of his team to talk about the ongoing response. He promised the people of Baltimore that he would be there with them through this and stand by them. And he said he also wants to get there as soon as he can. He's still planning to go to North Carolina this afternoon for that planned event, but he is saying that he hopes to get there as soon as he can and to help them get this rebuilt as soon as humanly possible, he says.
News Nation's Kelly Meyer live with us right now, live from the White House, where the president just addressed the nation, also answered a couple of reporter questions that were thrown at him at the end of this briefing regarding this terrible situation, this cargo ship crashing into a bridge in Baltimore, and the bridge totally, it's in the water now. It is just a tangled mess of metal. And Kelly, the president did indicate that there doesn't seem to be any nexus to terrorism, that this is just a horrible accident.
Right. From what he has said of what they know so far in this investigation is that this was and appears to be an accident. They have no indication that it was anything nefarious at this point. We've heard that from White House officials, from the president, as well as from the Department of Homeland Security. Of course, there'll be an investigation underway of to what exactly happened here, but they feel as though this was just an accident. But the president did touch on the economic impact as well as the impact on travelers, just how many people cross and use that bridge every day. He talked about being there multiple times himself as a senator and a vice president, so he knows it well. He was in touch with the senators from Maryland Maryland on this and just pledging the full support of the federal government. He said the federal government will pay for this bridge to be rebuilt, and he expects Congress to support that request, and he plans to be there with them throughout this process.
It seems that this Mayday distress call that was made shut down at least much of the traffic that was crossing the bridge at 1:38 in the morning. Do we have any idea of what took place, or are there gates that dropped down? Was there an officer, somebody stopping? Do we have any of that information?
It sounds like from the reports, and I think what the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, was saying in his press conference was that those on the ship alerted authorities at the bridge, and they were able to stop folks from continuing to go over the bridge in their vehicles. And he said that had saved lives, most certainly saved people's lives. And then for the folks that were already on the bridge, of course, it did send some vehicles plunging into the water. And that's what you're seeing the search and rescue crews doing now, trying to make sure that they can save those lives as quickly as possible.
Kelly, thank you so much. Kelly Meyer live for us with News Nation at the White House, where the president just wrapped up remarks just a few moments ago, all about this bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Transportation Secretary is there now. As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland and whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge.
And, Debbie, I think that's a very important part of this, is that the funding will be in place. Now, that depends on what Congress is able to get done. This can be the plan of the White House, but the purse strings are Congress. And they'll have to figure out whether or not they're going to fund this.
And you may be asking yourself one of the questions that the president was asked by a reporter after he wrapped up his remarks to the nation regarding this bridge and the cargo ship that crashed into it. This cargo ship appears to be privately owned. Won't the private company be on the hook for this? And the president indicated and not exactly these words that is a discussion that we're going to have down the road. But for right now, we need to get on this because this is such an important bridge for transportation. I mean, it was like hundreds of thousands of cars are imported into America over this bridge and so many other things as well, that it is a critical transportation hub for, cars, for travelers, for imports, that we've got to get this fixed.
Sugar, and it's the number one
sugar
port for sugar, gypsum. So I believe that is like drywall. This is 15,000 jobs that the port employs. So this is billions of dollars, $3.3 billion of economic impact, jobs, salaries. That is affected by this port.
Speaking of jobs and salaries, let's go back live now to WBAL television. They've been broadcasting live wall-to-wall all morning long. They're now speaking specifically about the local community impact of this bridge collapse. Let's listen in.
The thought of this can't be right.
Yeah.
This can't be happening.
Right.
And we've also talked about how this is our moment of time geographically, but this has such an impact all over the country, all over the world. This is one of the largest ports in the country, and the goods and services and how long that's going to take to even somewhat get back to normal is just a lot to take in, and we're going to have to, see how this all plays out. But certainly, I don't think it's an exaggeration to know that this is going to be years.
Yeah,
probably.
And I think even President Biden mentioned 850,000 vehicles go through the port just every year. So the impact not only on us in Baltimore, really the whole country, as goods, different products come through the port. I mean, it is just all at a halt now.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be talking about things like supply chain.
That's WBAL television's live coverage, wall-to-wall coverage of the bridge collapse. Right in their own neighborhood there. This happened at 1:30 this morning. Captain sent out a mayday that the cargo ship that he was in charge of had lost power, lost control, and they were floating at 8-9 miles an hour into the bridge. And thankfully, they were able to stop traffic on the bridge. And so not as many cars would, you know, a lot more cars would have been on that bridge. It was also a time of day where not a lot of people yes. are traveling that bridge. 30,000 cars a day do use that bridge. So this, unfortunately, though, they are still looking for six individuals who are missing, believed to all be construction workers on that pothole repair team that would happen to be, unfortunately, just horrible timing on the bridge repairing potholes overnight in Baltimore.
The NTSB plans on giving an update on the Baltimore bridge collapse. We'll keep our eyes on this. We have producers and reporters, and of course, we are following this very closely.